From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Steve Sherman.
Alaska's economy in 1968 received substantial boost from the North Slope oil discovery, a record commercial fishing season, and a vast increase in oil production at Cook Inlet. A consultant for the University of Alaska's Institute of Socioeconomic and Government Research surveys these and other economic areas in a recently published review by the Institute. He is Terry T. Brady, former newspaper man, riverboat pilot, and hunting guide. Mr. Brady's review of Alaska's economy points out significant growth in the state's oil, gas, and mineral production, which led the list of resource industries at $218 million, $1 million more than the second-place fisheries industry. Oil and gas production, which stood at $95 million in 1967, almost doubled to $187 million in 1968. The article points out significant growth in forest products, while tourism showed only a slight gain over 1967. The report also shows the importance of federal spending in Alaska, with the Defense Department spending nearly $352 million of the $757 million spent by the federal government. Mr. Brady is with us to explain more about the report. Mr. Brady, what effect, if any, does the increasing economy have with, say, the average man's ability to keep up with the cost of living here?
Unfortunately, very little. Alaska's per capita income last year rose to an all-time high of $3,966. This compared to $3,412 for the United States as a whole. The previous year, Alaska reported a per capita income of $3,658 compared to the national figure of $3,159. The difference in percentage between Alaska and the national figures remained approximately the same during 1968. This means that even though our income in the state is going up, that the average man's ability to gather and keep more of his earnings is not. That our high cost of living, our long distance, our transportation problems, and so on, still keep the average Alaskan barely ahead of the average American as a whole, while our cost of living are much higher.
Mm-hmm. Evidently, there was a 3% rise in the civilian workforce. Is there any connection between this and the oil and gas production?
Yes, there's significant connection, not so much in the production of oil and gas, but in the exploration, particularly on the North Slope. Our high figures for oil and gas production last year all continued to come out of the Cook Inlet area near Anchorage. We haven't had any commercial production from the North Slope yet, but there are more men working on the slope as time goes by, and this did help raise our workforce, particularly in transportation, airlines in particular.
You indicated in the report that the pink salmon catch rose considerably last year. Did you find any indication of why this happened?
I think it's primarily biological. As you know, the salmon, the five species of salmon in Alaska, run on a cyclic basis, and last year was predicted to be a better year than the previous year for the pink salmon.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the problems that you run into in collecting data for a report of this type?
We attempt to be all-inclusive on Alaska's economy. We go into various fields, including resource production, banking figures, the amount of money the federal government spent, different agencies in the state, the budget of the state, the fund balance of the state, individual figures for different types of businesses, and so on. This means that we are required, actually, to collect this data from many different sources. Unfortunately, Alaska does not have a central collecting agency or a programmed, computerized program of keeping this data, so that, as you see now in August, it takes us until either July or August each year to get the previous year's economy in perspective.
They're very revealing surveys. Thank you, Mr. Brady. Our guest has been Mr. Terry T. Brady, consultant for the University of Alaska's Institute of Social, Economic, and Government Research. I'm Steve Sherman.
This is Your University as a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.